Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Friday, y'all. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, back with a super duper show, the first Friday in January. Not quite sure why I just said y'all. Never lived in the South. Don't really, you know anything. I wouldn't mind living in the South, though. I lived in West Palm Beach in 88 to 90. I went down to High Point for a cup of coffee and management for 7 months. But other than that, I just like saying y'all, though. Kind of makes me feel like we're all kind of here. And anyone ever say y'all, and they got that southern I wish I had a southern accent, man. I might even fake it for a while, because I think you're more endearing to people. I trust people more who have a southern accent. I don't know why. I just trust people with a southern accent more. Anyway, let's get into it. Hey, you're getting bit by the old e-bug. I'm getting a lot of this in my mailbox. Let's go into the mailbox, shall we? Let's look at the Every Day is Saturday mailbag, and a lot of people getting bit by that old expectation bug. And let me tell you, it is a virus. It's no different than going into the jungle and getting bit by a mosquito and getting malaria, man. And then your eyes start to go and your brain. And before you know it, you're curled up in a fetal position in a tropical rainstorm wondering whatever happened to your life. That may be a bit dramatic. However, it's expectations. They're killing you. So if this message is for you, listen, let it seep into you. The steeping. Did you like that analogy yesterday on the show when I talked about tea? Steep your tea. You let the tea bag kind of just marinate in there in the water and kind of let that whole thing get going. I saw a great, by the way, not even nothing to do. This has zero to do with the message, but I want to share it with you. I TiVo 60 Minutes. I try to watch it when I can. And one out of three of them I'm interested in. Like, they have three different features every Sunday night. One out of three I'm interested in. Caught one about Elon Musk a couple weeks ago. That dude's pretty wild, man. If you don't know anything about Elon Musk, one of the co-founders of Tesla, this is a pretty cool story. So let me go off the reservation for a minute. This isn't even what I was going to tell you, but let me tell you about the steeping whiskey. Remind me to talk about Elon Musk. Would you please just remind me when I'm done with this whiskey story? Hey, Sam, you got to talk about Elon Musk. And then get back to the actual message for today. So there's this remote island, I think, in Scotland. Scotland might even be an island. Oh, Lord. Anyway, and it's all they do. There's these whiskey factories, for lack of a better word. And the dude went there, Bob Simon, who passed away. He used to be a 60 Minutes correspondent. And he went to Scotland. He never filed this report. So Steve Croft came in behind him and got all the videos and just found a bunch of notes that he was working on this report about the, you know, how passionate the Scots are about their whiskey. And if you're from Scotland, I know we have a lot of listeners over in the UK and Scotland in that area, Ireland, you can attest to this. So literally, you got to take about three different plane rides, I'm not kidding, and then a two-hour ferry ride to this island where all this whiskey, and it's a small little village. There's no traffic, zero crime, because if anybody were to ever commit a crime, like even stealing a pack of gum, you'd be shamed off the island, and your whole family for generations would be shamed. And it was the most amazing thing about how the whiskey is made. And it reminded me of how that, you know, they got to wait 10 years after it's finally made. They take the peat, like peat moss, but this peat on the sides of the mountains, and they take this dirt and they smoke it. They set it on fire or smoke the water with the barley and the wheat. And then when this, it looks like white, like cider, you know, it looks like hot water is what it looks like, hot water. And then they put it in these oak casks, and they let them age for, wait a minute, 10 years. 10 years. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but it has a lot to do with expectations, waiting. You know, could you wait 10 years for your product to be perfect? Not even perfect. Until it meets you know, your expectation of what you wanted to have happen. Most people can't wait 10 days. Hey, I launched an online business, Sam. It was 3 months ago, and I know you told me that, you know, we were going to be able to monetize the passion part, but I tell you, I haven't made any money yet, and it's been 90 days. It's been 90 days, Sam, and I see people on Facebook. Ooh, Lordy, they look like they're just rolling in the dough, and I know they hadn't been working longer than I have because everything on the internet's true. And I bought a link off them, and I hit that link, and it was an affiliate link, and I paid them $2,000, and I didn't make any money yet on that either, Sam. I got 17 different businesses going at one time, and I can't for the life of me figure out why I'm not making any money. Okay, that's real life. That's most people. So these whiskey, man, if you ever just get on 60minutes.com and just Bob Simon whiskey, you'll find it. It was probably a month ago. I don't know when the report was. But anyway, really cool how they age this whiskey in these oak casks. And I'm thinking, damn, can anybody wait? 10 years they got to wait. Like, they don't open it in 9 years and 3 months. They don't open it at 5.5 years and rip that oak cask open and say, oh, let's drink some whiskey. No, it's not going to be good, man. It's not going to taste like it should. So anybody else thirsty for a Jefferson Reserve bourbon right about now? It's a scotch, man. That's what they're drinking. And people come from all around the world. This is one other thing, and I'll end this part of the story. People come from all around the world to do the whole presentation. It looks like they're getting absolutely crocked out of their mind while they're tasting the whiskey. And how can you not? It's like 7 hours of sipping the whiskey there. But anyway, it's amazing to watch this go down. And then I saw another one on Elon Musk. This dude, didn't he start PayPal? I'm not quite sure. I don't know his story that well, but I think he started PayPal and sold it and then invested everything in Tesla. And now this past year, Tesla was just about ready to go bankrupt. And good old Elon, man, say what you want about the guy. I know he's smoking a fatty on his podcast and he tweets these crazy things. And they took him off. He's no longer allowed to be on the board. Can't be a board member because he's too erratic. And says he might take Tesla private and the SEC fined him and, you know, slapped his hand. So he's kind of a wild animal out there. But he reminds me a lot of, like myself, except I don't smoke dope while I podcast. I don't know if you knew that or not. Kind of difficult to raise a family of six if you're getting high all day long. But I don't. I can relate to a lot of what he does because he put himself right on that factory line and he was working 18 hours a day. He said out of a 168-hour week, he was working 120 of those hours right in the factory to make sure that Tesla didn't go bankrupt. And I'm thinking, dude, that's an entrepreneur. This is a guy who had millions of dollars, probably $1 billion by that time after he bought and sold PayPal. And there's one other, just wiki on Wikipedia, the guy. You'll see his whole story. This guy had no reason to be working 120 hours a day, and he had a horrible, horrible upbringing. Abusive father, verbally, physically, and otherwise. No relationship with his mother. Left South Africa with a duffel bag, and that's it, man. That's it. So I'm watching his story saying, God, nobody could do that either. Like, everybody wants to push button profit. It ain't happening for you. Just go get the job, sit in the cubicle, get your biweekly paycheck, your health insurance, your 401k with a 6% matching option and just live out your 40 years working for the man. That sucks. That sucks to me. I don't ever want that life, okay? I'm grateful that God gives me income, trust me. Okay, I'm not going to go to a job and be ungrateful. If it's the last thing I had to do, then it's the last thing I'll do, but it's the last damn thing I'm going to do, okay? And I don't have these crazy expectations, you know? When I first started this podcast, I didn't have any expectations. I just wanted to get my message out in case I got hit by a bus tomorrow. At least I got the message out, and I did something. I didn't sit around, you know, in the corporate slave camp and go to lunch. Hey, where are we all going to lunch today? Where are you going? Where you want to go, Joe? I don't know. And maybe Subway. Oh, Subway. I think they got the $5 veggie sub today. What was it? Tuesday today, Bill? Yeah. Oh, it's Taco Tuesday over at Taco Bell. I think we can get 3 chalupas. That's the life, man. So if that's the life you want to live, go live it. Or you can be like Elon Musk and you can go for it, man. Seriously, hold on tight. That roller coaster ride is exhilarating, but it can be pretty damn scary. But man, you got to fix these expectations. The people on Instagram hit me up and email, they're hitting me up. And even people that want to come on board, booking their call, everydaysaturday.com/calendar. Have you booked your call yet? And expectations. Hey, Sam, is this going to make money? No. I tell everybody no. No, it's not. Why? Because your attitude, there's no way you're going to make any money because you don't even have the right attitude going into it. You have the employee mindset. Put a dollar in, get a dollar out. Put an hour of my time in, get $100 back or $1,000. Oh, you're making six figures? Oh, wait, hold on a second. But your kids never see you and your wife's out and about and she never sees you and nobody in your family ever sees you, but you're going to Johnny's basketball games on the weekend with the old crack iPhone there, scrolling around, making sure you answer those. Is that your lifestyle? Well, let me tell you something. You got it made there, Joe. And you know what? You're going to die with so much regret. You know what I mean? Look, man, I'm spitting truth today because this is real. Here's what you need to do. If you really want to make every day Saturday and you really want to launch your movement, remove the expectation. They're going to kill you, man. It is poison. It's the poison pill of any movement that you launch is having any kind of expectation. How about this? How about you just get going? Because when you create momentum, things that are in motion tend to what? Stay in motion. But if you never get the damn thing in motion, it's never going to happen. There's going to be no reward. These guys in Scotland, man, they're putting that scotch and that whatever you call it, formula, bourbon, whatever it is, man, whiskey. They're putting this whiskey water in oak casks, sealing them and putting them on a shelf for 10 years. 10 years! Most people can't even make it 10 months. 10 months! 10 months. Most people can't make it. They can't commit to anything, man. Commitment is the antidote to expectations. Ooh, where'd that come from? Up above. Come on, I'm preaching now. Commitment is the antidote to expectation. When you are committed, it doesn't matter how long it takes. When you're committed, it doesn't matter what everybody's saying about you. When you're committed, it doesn't matter where you come from. All you know is your windshield is so much freaking bigger than the rearview mirror. It doesn't matter anymore. Come on, get committed. It's like the chicken and egg breakfast, man. Or did I say the chicken and egg? The ham and egg breakfast. The chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. Oh, Lord, come on. You know you laughed at that, and you know you're going to laugh at adversity, and you're going to eat it for breakfast when your commitment outweighs the old expectation. Remove expectations. They're not even realistic in the entrepreneurial world. And one more piece of advice. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.